Hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
We are back. It is a Tuesday release for us.
Yep. Definitely not recording this on a Sunday right now.
No.
Why would we ever record multiple episodes in one day?
I drive to your home every single day. Record 15 minutes of audio.
Sometimes
45. Yes, it is a Tuesday release for us. So happy Tuesday, John. Happy Tuesday, listeners. Or whatever day it is when you're listening to this into the far future.
There's going to be someone on a Friday listening to this and they're going to be like, fuck you. My Tuesday was shit, but today's pretty all right.
Well, in 100 years when we're still doing the Dune Minute podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We will maybe learn a better way to not make this
awkward.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's part of our charm. Let's be real.
We are here to talk about minutes 6 through 7 of the Dune Part 2 movie.
Yep.
And the rock theme continues this week. A lot more rocks.
It's a week of rocks.
It's a week of rocks, like we said.
Actually, I would say it's a movie of rocks.
This movie does rocks. Rock.
All right. Shut the fuck up. Let's just get on with it.
All right. With that.
Yeah, you ruined my fun now.
All right. So we pick right back up where we left off. The Harkonnen soldier is advancing down the dunes towards PB&J, and they are stopped in the middle of their descent down the dune by the oh-so-familiar sound of a thumper going off in the distance.
Thump.
Love the thumper sound.
I don't know about you. Okay, so two things.
Are you feeling 22?
Yeah. Two things. Okay. Three things. One, I'm feeling 22. Okay. Two, I have talked about this a lot. I am watching the movie on my computer through my Blu-ray player and everything, and I have a not like super amazing audio setup, but I have a very nice, you know, amp DAC and headphones and everything, and like, just the sound of the thumper hits my brain so good.
Yeah.
It's just perfect. But my third thing is that it seems like, and maybe this is just me, but it seems like the thumper sound for Dune Part 2 has just a little more oomph into the low end of the thud.
Okay.
And just like a slight little more bit of the like vacuum suction sound.
Could be.
It's like they just like cranked up the like the thumper vibes like 5%. They enabled 4D 3D 3D 3 on it.
That is a niche reference. Right.
But the people that will get it will fucking get it.
I see what you're saying. It definitely hits through my headphones when I'm listening to it.
Oh yeah.
So it's really nice. And the Harkonnens certainly hear it as well. Cause the next words we hear are, do you hear that? The rats are calling a worm. Another reference to the desert rat, pejorative that the Harkonnens love to call the Fremen.
Yep.
And, they start to get the fuck out of there.
Well, yeah. Cause they know.
Yeah, they know.
Everyone knows. Walk without rhythm.
They do not seem to have any regard for that.
Yeah. But at this point, in for a penny, in for a pound, the thumper's already going.
Well, even so, before like, that, even when they were off the ship advancing, they have no sense of a sand walk at all. No. I mean, why would they? That seems to be like a pretty Fremen-centric methodology and practice.
I don't know if this is a controversial statement, but I believe that the Harkonnens are not a very
reverential,
agile.
Oh, agile
group of individuals. They don't really have a lot of finesse in their movement. They're very blocky.
That is very controversial.
Yeah, I know. I know it's controversial, and it's gonna stir up a lot of like angry comments and everything.
But thank you for being so brave as to say that.
Yeah. Someone has to do it.
Yeah. All right, so Some goon in the background, some Harkonnen goon. He's gooning in the desert.
Yep.
He spots some worm sign. And the squad leader, I guess, we don't have an official title for this person, but the squad leader says, "Unit, climb now."
Yep.
Very informal, or very impassionate, I guess. Just unit, climb now.
Yeah, very matter of fact.
Yep.
Yeah, they have to be.
The Harkonnen language sounds like one where whatever the furthest from a romance language is, that is what the Harkonnen language sounds like to me. Like, I don't know what Harkonnen poetry sounds like. If they have, like, I don't know, romance novels written in there, that would be horrifying.
I'm just imagining, like,
just a series of horny grunts.
Barg, bring you flowers.
Yeah. If we had episode titles, a series of horny grunts would be
the title. Is that like the Harkonnen version of a series of unfortunate events?
Well, that's most of the, I think, of a Harkonnen's life is a series of unfortunate events.
And suddenly Neil Patrick Harris shows up.
Yeah. I like that adaptation. I thought it was
It's been a minute since I've seen it. I don't remember much of it.
It never picked up. It never got a lot of steam behind it, but it was just fun. Yeah.
I did read those books a lot.
Oh, yeah. Great books.
They were for
a YA fourth audience.
Fourth through like seventh grade me, they were great books. Yeah.
Super young adult audience.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'd hold up now or if I would enjoy them now. I'm sure they'd still hold up to that same age range. But yeah, really liked them.
Yeah.
So the Harkonnens, they start taking off. They are running towards the rocks that we see. And as they get...
Bigger rocks. Much bigger rocks.
Yes, yes. A much bigger outcropping of rocks. And as we get to...
I believe we would call that a mesa.
I don't think we would.
What would you call it?
I don't know the term, but a mesa is typically a large, flat, high spot.
Yeah, it's flat up top.
No, this I'm talking like large, large area. Because there's mesas, there's buttes, which are smaller.
Okay, maybe this one's a butte.
Maybe it's a butte. Maybe it's just a rock
spire. I'm not a geologist. Don't at me. I'm
just saying.
Or at me and tell me that I'm wrong.
it would be like whatever like Devil's Tower is.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Devil's Tower is very skinny. This is bigger than Devil's Tower. And point is, what we're getting to is one of the coolest fucking scenes in the entire movie, and unfortunately there's no dialogue to go along with this, so Zach and I really have to stretch this minute out and everything.
Sure.
But, like, watching the Harkonnens just ascend this whole cliffside.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thanks to Holtzman.
So they're running up along the dune towards the rocks, and as they get to like the precipice of the dune, like a little peak at the top, instead of starting to go down it, they just take flight and gently float across the gap onto the side of the rocks, where they continue to float up just by pushing their bodies upwards along the rocks. Incredibly cool. I want to say that this was practical effects here.
So,
okay.
Art and Soul of Dune does have some stuff about this minute.
Get into it.
It's only pictures.
What?
So all that they have to show us
in... Oh, it's only pictures in Art and Soul.
In Art and Soul of Dune, yes.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I saw them moving. What is a movie but a series of pictures?
Very fast pictures, yes. All Art and Soul of Dune has for us in regards to this scene are some floating Harkonnens, and you can see the very thin wires holding them up
and
suspending them in midair. And it's kind of funny because, like, you can tell that they're just waiting between shots because they're just like, their arms are down and they're just like sitting there like, all right, what am I doing?
Just hanging.
Yeah,
just hanging
there. They're just bros hanging out, dude. Just some bros hanging out.
It looked so, you can tell like a clear difference between had this been done in CG versus
practical,
like wire fight, I say wire fighting, but wire flight.
Yeah. at least the initial like up close shots of them like actually moving their hands along, mm-hmm. along the rock cliff edge wall face that word that is practical. Now the like wider shots where you're watching them all go up together,
sure,
probably not, but
yeah. But just one a wonderful, wonderful shot. I remember being like in the theater, just being like, "Whoa!" when I first saw that, because we never saw anything like that in the first movie. So this was like all brand new stuff for us, or at least nothing to that scale.
Yeah, no, because all we had seen was My Desert, My Arrakis, My Dune.
Yep.
And then Duncan, Idaho,
and his long jump,
and his long jumps.
Yeah,
and his Monty Python ass jump.
That's fair.
Episode 77 of the Dune Minute podcast. I think right. It's 77.
Something like that.
Something like that.
So after the cool shots of the entire squad ascending the rock face, we get a cut up to the top where one of the Harkonnen goons reaches the top and he points as he like you know balances and gets his footing up.
It's kind of funny though because he still is like hand crawling himself a little bit. Even though he's like flat to the top where he definitely could get back on his feet.
Yeah. So you notice that moment where like he's ascending at kind of like an angle.
Up, yeah.
And his body is kind of like at a 45 degree angle slope down.
Yeah.
There's like the last little push that he hits his hand against the rock and his body rotates to be fully like erect 90 degrees up.
Yeah.
Right? That part.
Sometimes that's all I need to. to get fully erect.
Yeah, well, there
just
you go.
One little push. Yeah.
Okay.
You say that as if we haven't had hundreds of dick jokes.
Yeah, that's fair. So that part seemed a little, I don't know, it took me out just a smidge of the movie. Because if he was floating in a unsuspended manner like this, like say the Holtzman field is just propelling him upwards or whatever. Sure. If he hit his hand against the rock like that, it should make him move backwards, not just rotate his body around a single point.
Not if you start with your fingers and press downward onto the rock and push yourself upward away from it.
I still think there'd be some kind of backward motion. Yeah, okay. When's the last time you got on your suspensor field? And climbed a rock
this
face.
Morning. Actually.
This morning, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I climbed up to the roof of my house to clean out my gutters.
Okay, all right. By the way, can I borrow that? it looked weird, but it looked as if they were suspended from wires, and the wires were on a belt, and that's where the rotation point was, just right on his hip, and it just went straight up. I don't know. It looked weird to me.
I mean, we know that is the case.
Yeah.
But like,
whatever. I mean, what are you going to do? This is really cool shit.
The physics still works out.
Yeah. Okay. Just something I noticed.
Yeah.
People can disagree with me. That's fine.
Yeah.
But this goon gets up to the very top of the rock face, gets his footing, and points his gun directly at the end of the minute. That's where we end.
That's it.
That is it. Once again, no book notes from this week. None of this is
doesn't happen in the book at all. And Art and Soul only has a picture for us to look at. So,
but it's cool to see the behind the scenes. Like I was wondering if it was in fact a wire apparatus that got them up there. Glad to see that it actually was.
Yeah. Now it's like I said, probably one of my favorite shots. This whole opening sequence has a lot of my favorite shots in the movie, but like. Just watching them just kind of glide up the whole cliffside and everything is just super cool.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Cool. If that'll, or anything else from your notes?
Nope.
All right. Cool. Well, that'll do it for us today. We are, of course, on many, many socials. Well, two or three.
Two.
Two
socials.
We are on Blue Sky at DuneMinute.com.
Yep.
We are, of course, available over email. And our email address is DuneMinute@gmail.com.
Our email address is gmail@DuneMinute.com.
Our email address is DuneMinute@gmail.com. And, of course, all of our stuff is available on YouTube if you prefer to ingest your pods that way. So, we will be back tomorrow to continue the goons getting up to the top of the rocks.
Goons Ascending.
Goons Ascending.
Gooners Ascending. Let's go. All right.
We will see y'all tomorrow.
See ya.